Hello, my name is Larry Smith, and I'd like to talk to you today about prayer walking. And I want to give you just an overview of prayer walking and some helpful ideas. And it's a pretty brief teaching, so hopefully you can enjoy this while you're driving to work or just taking some time off at home to learn about prayer walking. And many of you may be familiar with the term called prayer walking. Some of you have never heard of this term. And as Steve Hawthorne, an author of a book called Prayer Walking, writes, he says, "You are just walking with Jesus," and that's a great person to walk with. And it's not some modern newfangled church program that will fall by the wayside, but I think prayer walking is a proven method found in Scripture. So let's look at, first of all, let's just look at prayer. And I want to give you just a few little sound bites that hopefully could encourage you about prayer and help you focus on prayer. First of all, prayer is where we fall in love with God. It's a time of intimacy with Him, and it's a time where we start to draw close to Him. Of all the things the disciples could have asked Jesus to teach him, what did they choose? It was not how to stop the waves or the winds, or how to heal the sick or to cast out demons. It was to teach us how to pray. And I think they saw that was so important in Jesus' ministry, where he spent time alone in the mountains and in early mornings, alone praying to the Father, and then he would do these miraculous things. And so they were interested in that. They wanted to know about that. And I love the scene in the movie Passion of the Christ, and where Mel Gibson shows Jesus in the garden alone on his knees, and he's just struggling in prayer. And Satan comes and is tormenting him. And I believe it was in the garden where Jesus won this battle. He asked three times that God would take this from him. He finally relented and said, "Father, your will be done, not my will, and whatever you want." And I think at that moment, Jesus' heart and mind had been given to the Father. And I know the cross was hard and the rest of the things were hard, but I think that battle was won right there in prayer. And if we understand that prayer can be a battle, we can approach prayer differently. Oswald Chambers says, "Prayer does not prepare us for the battle. Prayer is the battle." And then walking, we're all familiar with walking. I had to get up the other night, and my remote control, I couldn't find it. And then when I did find it, the battery had gone out, and I had to get up and walk across the room and press the button on the TV to turn it on and change channels. And it was amazing, but things happened. Things got done. Instead of just sitting there frozen, I was able to turn on the TV and enjoy some of my favorite programs. And doctors say that walkers have less incidence of cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and other killer diseases. Plus, they live longer and get mental health and spiritual benefits. So that's some good benefits from walking. And then prayer walking involves us moving step by step with God as we step out in faith, believing that He will do great things through us. And through Scripture, I picked out three prayer walking stories, one with Abraham, one with Joshua, and one with the 70 sent out by Christ. But I want to talk to you just a little bit about Abraham. If you remember how God blessed Abraham, it's a wonderful story. And in Genesis 13, 14 through 17, we read, "The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, 'Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you.'" In Genesis 13, 14 through 17, we read, "The Lord said to Abraham after Lot had parted from him, 'Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you.'" God has blessings in store for Abraham. Abraham was told to walk throughout the land. He was obedient to God's calling. The rest is history. From these few verses, I see prayer walking as a matter of vision. God's vision, seeing what God had promised, led to receiving blessings from God. Abraham had to trust what God had said. He had to step out in faith. Another favorite story is Joshua and the defeat of Jericho. It's one of my all-time favorite prayer walking stories. Jericho was the most heavily fortified city found in all of the Promised Land. It was a great test, an impossible task for a bunch of young, untested warriors. Just imagine Buford High School opening their football season playing against the Indianapolis Colts. In the first chapter of Joshua, verse 3, we read God's promise reiterated to Joshua and the children of Israel. God says, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. I would have loved to have been there when Joshua presented one of the most unusual battle strategies ever. Strange to man, but not to our mighty God, who does the impossible. Joshua stands before the people and tells them, here is God's plan. We will walk around Jericho with all of the armed men, one time each day for 6 days. We will have 7 priests carrying trumpets of ram horns in front of the ark and blowing them. On the 7th day, we will march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, I want all of you to give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and we will go up, every man straight in, and God will give us the city. You think Congress had problems buying into the surge strategy? Try selling this plan. And I see the following things from this story. Joshua was well prepared to follow God's promises wholeheartedly. Joshua was filled with God's Holy Spirit. Joshua listened for God's leading. Joshua believed God. Joshua obeyed God's voice. He remembered God's ways are not man's ways, and Joshua had faith in God. And then a New Testament story found in the book of Luke is one of the greatest blueprints, I believe, for evangelism ever, as Jesus sends out the 70 men to walk in pairs throughout the city. And it's interesting that he tells them to pray first. And he sends them ahead of him. He tells them to pray first, tells them the harvest is plentiful and to ask for workers, and he tells them to go as lambs among wolves. And when they return, they are excited and amazed at what had happened. Can prayer walking work today? It's a good question. These were great Bible stories, but does this work today? I think that it does, and here are a few today stories to challenge you and bring you some encouragement. Only in North America, where the world of pragmatism is so entrenched, would Christians run prayer experiments. A church in California decided to see how important it was to pray before contacting neighbors for prayer. They selected at random a neighborhood of 160 houses near the church. They planned to send out teams of people to knock on doors and ask the people if they would pray for them. They were not asking them to join the church. They were not asking them to pray to receive Christ. They just offered to pray for their needs. And the area was divided into 2 sections. The week before the people went out, a group of 4 people walked through half of the neighborhood. They prayed for each of the 80 homes, and they did not tell anyone in the neighborhood what they were doing. The following week, small groups visited the homes from the church, and in the area of homes that had not been prayed for the week before, 2 out of 10 homes requested prayer. They said, yeah, you can pray for us. So that was 20%. From the areas of homes that had been prayer walked the week before, 8 out of 10 homes asked for prayer. That was 80%. So it seemed that prayer did work. And you may have many opportunities to prayer walk. And it can start where you live, and I would just encourage you, just do it and see what God would do. And what would happen if you walked through your neighborhood and asked God to reveal himself to each home there? A few years ago, a friend of mine, Steve, was staying with us. We agreed to get up early every morning at 6 and prayer walk. We said we'd get some great exercise. We made a lot of dogs bark, and we had fun visiting and talking and walking through the neighborhood. And we did this for about 3 months. We later found out that 50 children from the neighborhood attended Camp All-American that year. And I know there's probably other stories that we'll never find out about until we get to heaven, but it was exciting doing that in the morning. Another friend of mine who was burdened for the lost while reading through the book of Psalms decided to prayer walk her neighborhood. And she did it for 2.5 years. Just every day she'd take a walk, she'd go through the neighborhood and pray for the neighborhood. And then after that time, she decided to send out letters inviting everyone to attend a prayer meeting at her home. And no one came. So she prayer walked again. And I think she prayer walked for another year. And then she sent a letter out asking people to attend a Bible study at her home. And 25 people came. And she continued to pray for her neighborhood. She began to meet people who were suffering from cancer. A few months later, she asked 5 of the people if they would like to gather and have the elders from our church come and pray with them. And they agreed. And the elders came and prayed with them. And a few of them were healed. And then the neighborhood had become softened by prayer, and she later invited the people that were in her Bible study to attend Bible study fellowship, and 25 of them agreed to do this. And this all started with her faith to pray for her neighbors. And I have just recently moved into a new neighborhood. We've been here about 4 or 5 years, and when I first moved in, I had a neighbor who I just did not get along with at all, and we started off on the wrong foot. And but God began to prompt me to pray for him and his family. And as I did, my prayers were so small. I can't even imagine them even being as big as a mustard seed. But God began to open doors. We began starting to talk about the Bible and about spiritual things. His family has visited the church with us. They've taken a class that I teach there at the church. They come over to our house now every week for a Bible study, and we are developing a great friendship. And it all started by praying for my neighbor. So where can you begin praying to see God work? Here's a list of places where you can pray just to get you thinking. You can pray for your closest neighbors. Do you know their names? Do you even like them? I challenge you to see what happens when you begin praying for them by name and see if God will show up. Pray for your entire neighborhood. Take the dog for a walk. Take the cat for a walk. Spend time with your wife or a Christian friend walking and praying. Pray at the gym you work at, if you go to the gym. Pray for the people working out there, or pray for over the equipment and ask God to bless the next person that comes to that equipment. And just see what happens. You're just asking God to show up. Pray for your tennis team. Or if you have children that play on sports teams, pray for them and pray for their parents. Or go to a nearby school and prayer walk that school. And what will prayer walking do? Prayer walking can allow you to be yoked with God and stepped with Him. And instead of seeing little pieces of fruit, I believe you will start to see greater fruit as we ask God to provide. You may be saying, I don't think I can do this. That's okay. This is the perfect way to start and place to start, because it's not you, it's God. It's always God in and through you. And when we are obedient to begin praying for the physical and the spiritual needs of others, God is glorified. And you could just ask God, I said, God, I don't think I can do this, but I'm willing to try if you will show me, if you will prompt me, and just see what He says. Or you may say, I have such little faith. But you know, the great thing about Jesus, He says, I don't have to have just great, great faith from you. Just give me a little faith and see what I'll do. It's not the size of our faith in us sometimes. It's just who our faith is in. If our faith is in God, we will see Him do great things. And faith is believing in things not seen. And ask God to increase your faith just as the disciples did. And let Jesus be the object of your faith. And know that God is there. He knows our needs before we ask. He sent His Holy Spirit to help us with our prayers. And Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, even as we talk. And here's some just other tips. Try the buddy system. If you've got a friend or someone that you can pray with, get together with them and prayer walk a common place and see what that does. Ask for kingdom things. Ask for great things beyond anything you can imagine, things that would bring God glory, and see what happens. Know that you're not alone. Jesus is interceding for us. He is there. Know that Jesus is stronger than anything. God created the world with Jesus, and Jesus is the name above all names. Pray blessings for the places that you go. Don't pray destruction. Don't call down fire from heaven on them, but pray blessings for them. And in closing, remember James wrote, he said, you don't have things because you don't ask. And he says, sometimes you don't have things because you ask for the wrong motives. And I know God is pleased when we talk to Him. I know He loves it when we ask Him to come and do His will and for His kingdom to come. And He delights when we pray His scripture. So try prayer walking. Just see what happens. I can't wait to hear prayer walking stories being shared at the church. And Billy Graham once said, heaven is full of answers to prayer for which no one ever bothered to ask. Again, heaven is full of answers to prayers for which no one ever bothered to ask. Don't get to heaven and see these answers to prayers that God had there, and all we had to do was ask. So I want to encourage you. Thank you for listening for this tape, and have a great day.